776-0258.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon, and welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Before I get into the program, I want to mention that tomorrow, J.D. Colorado Deplorable is going to have on Danielle Neuschwanger. She's running for Colorado governor, and she'll be J.D.'s guest at 12:30. So tomorrow, Danielle Neuschwanger, again, running for Colorado governor, and she's one that they wouldn't allow to debate. But anyhow, again, 12:30 tomorrow on Swamp Fight. And to begin with, crisis in Ukraine and a bigger crisis, no natural gas into Europe. Well, one of the biggest refinery in the Netherlands is actually, I think, in Europe, is offline. I don't know what the accident was, but that whole refinery is now presently at a standstill. And what's happening is Russia, Vladimir Putin, he over the last 20 years has worked out and has negotiated with many of the nations surrounding Russia, and one of the countries that he's been negotiating with is Turkey. Well, presently, Turkey has just miraculously become the hub of energy or gas exports in every direction. But they are now going to import natural gas oil from Russia, and it's the new hub. And the nations basically are at, there's peace between Turkey and most of the nations in Western Europe, in that area, Central Europe, So just about the time that you think that the Luciferian New World Order has a stranglehold around Russia, nope, the noose is off of Russia's neck again. Russia's selling and sending oil, gas, east to China, now into Turkey. Russia's still getting gas to the market. And Vladimir Putin, again, he's negotiated over the years a win-win strategy for Russia and for Turkey. And regardless of European NATO sanctions, U.S. sanctions on Russia, on her energy exports, on trade, dialogue, any type of negotiations, Vladimir Putin has been absolutely stellar in negotiating with these nations. Now, remember, I've talked about Russia and the coming war where Russia is going to be involved with Iran and Turkey. Well, this just strengthens the ties between Russia and Turkey. But with the United States, I've also explained that there will never be any diplomatic negotiations between the United States and Russia ever again. There will be no detente. It's over. America, this administration, whoever's running it, they will refuse to negotiate with Russia on any matter. Nations that won't go along with U.S. sanctions on Russia, there's going to be, you know, there's going to be payback down the road. But America and Russia, they will never, ever, ever. There will never be any form of peace between these two nations ever again. I've explained in the past that it's in the scripture. There will come a time when the West will unfriend Russia. That has taken place. There is no line any longer between this government and Vladimir Putin. Now, out of Europe, the head of the his name is he's the Commission. European Commission Vice President, Josep Borrell. And he addressed the EU, the ambassadors this week, and he had warned that the Fed here in the United States is bringing the world into recession. And it's true. It is absolutely true. I explained, I think, yesterday, and I touched on it Wednesday, that Europe, after the Ukraine conflict began, Europe lost any hope of ever separating herself from a grasp of America. We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 37.
Who are the people that tell you not to own gold? Bankers, Wall Street pinstripe bandits, and all the other debt pushers out there. They believe in endless money printing that taxes all of us in the form of inflation. Make sure your wealth is protected by calling the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Did you get some mud on your pants?
Did you get a little spaghetti sauce on your shirt?
Did you get shed on by your dog?
Well, I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. Yeah, my mama would have been.
Well, if so, call New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, you can reach them at 970-775-0623. That's 970-775-0623.
Back in the USSR.
Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat, The Law. Back in the U.S., back in the
U.S.S.R. KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
At As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying to chalk.
Been spending most of my life living in the gangster's paradise. Been spending most of my life living in the gangster's paradise. Keep spending most of my life.
And Coolio, he died a couple of weeks ago, but this song is really relevant because we are living in a gangster paradise. The gangsters being the Luciferian rulers of the world. It's their paradise, they think, and they will be able to do what they desire to do for a short time, and then it will be over. So I'm going to go back to the article out of Zero Hedge, the European Commission Vice President Joseph Borrell, a speech to the EU ambassadors that the United States Fed is leading the world into world recession. And he said that, I'm going to quote him, I have a little comments, but the spread and scope of change is exceptional. We should not try to deny it. We should not try to resist it. It would be a futile effort. We have to accept it, adapt to it, prioritizing flexibility and resilience. But uncertainty is the rule. Now, I'll stop right here and say this. Uncertainty is the rule. I don't know if this gentleman understands what he's saying. I assume he does. For the non-Christian, for those in the audience that basically don't, maybe not, you don't know much about the Christian theology and Christian thought on the prophecies in the Bible, well, one of the main prophecies for the last decade will be a tribulation, will be 7 years of tribulation. This seven-year period occurs in the last decade. And before that tribulation period, that 7 years begins, there will be what is called a time of sorrows and birth pains, like a woman going into labor. And it is just the beginning of hardships that will, in the first 7 years, in the first half of that seven-year period, it is called just tribulation. The second half is called Great Tribulation. So with the time in which we are in, this is revealing and presenting everything happening. And what Borrell just stated, that uncertainty is the rule. This uncertainty that he's talking about is what is coming. We're not in a tribulation just presently. We're going to be. From a Christian perspective, from the perspective of Christ's, what was written, his sayings, what he presented to his disciples that became apostles, what is written in the Old Testament, there will be hardship in the last decade before Christ returns. And as we move into that decade, the hardships will increase. And we're watching things increase from the time of the election, the stolen election, to the present. It's been 2 years. But look at how there's been a progression of hardship from the matter of the pandemic to what is happening presently. Now, Borrell, he says that uncertainty is the rule. Events that one could imagine that would never happen, they are happening presently, one after the other. At this pace, the black swan will be the majority. It will not be white swans. All of them will be black. Because one after the other, things have happened that have had a very low probability of happening. Nevertheless, they happened. And they had strong impact. And certainly, they happened. Again, this is out of Zero Hedge. Then he says, I think that we Europeans are facing a situation in which we suffer the consequences of a process that has been lasting for years, in which we have decoupled the sources of our prosperity from the sources of our security. This is I'm reading this. We've been decoupled from the sources of our prosperity. And this is a sentence to provide the headline, and I'm talking from Oliver Schmidt, who has been developing the thesis. Okay, here we go, yeah. And this thesis is this. Our prosperity has been based on cheap energy coming from Russia. Firstly, Russian gas, cheap, supposedly affordable, secure, stable. It has been proved not to be the case. It was the case. This is where I would differ with this man. It has been the case until America's objective of creating chaos in Ukraine. After that, see, he's trying to cover for the U.S. He's a stooge for the United States government. He's being coached by the CIA. Secondly, he says, the access to the big China market for exports and imports, for technological transfers, for investments, for having cheap goods. I think that the Chinese workers with the low salaries have done much better and much more to contain inflation than all the central banks together. True. So our prosperity was based on China and Russia, energy and the market. Clearly today, we have to find new ways for energy from inside the European Union. Forget it. There will not be a way for the European Union without energy from Russia, without goods from China. There isn't a way for them. It's too late down the game. Their manufacturing is coming to a halt because they don't have access to energy. Coal, they're shutting down coal plants. Nuclear, they're beginning to, scrap these nuclear plants. No, there's no hope when you start doing this kind of nonsense. And they're doing this nonsense because it's a globalist plan. They don't want to just, euthanize or eliminate the poor in Africa. They want to eliminate the common man in all of Europe. Europe, according to these people and their thinking, they don't come right out and say it, is overpopulated. There are too many people living in Europe. They want depopulation. They want to cull all of the European nations. Each nation is going to have to put up so many sacrifices, so to speak. They want to take 340 million people in the United States, at least eliminate 50%. Canada's not, there aren't as many people in Canada, but still, Canada. The occultists demand sacrifice from every nation. They are Luciferian. Every nation has to put something in the pot. It's like a game of poker. Everyone at the table, they have to put in the ante. What is the ante that these individuals that rule these nations, what is the ante? human beings, people. You know, it's the thought that I'm presenting to you is in the Bible. It's if you can see the whole of what is written throughout the Scripture in the writings prior to Christ's coming, the writings post-Christ, there is a thought that at the end of the world, in the Proverbs, there is a plan to rid the earth of the poor and the needy. This is what they've been doing in Africa. But not just Africa. There is a plan to cull every nation. And this culling, this killing, murdering, disappearing people from every nation, it is a ancient plan. You have the Aztecs, the Incas, what happened in Mexico, what's happened in Asia. It's always been about sacrifice. From the very beginning, Lucifer in the garden, the deceiver, the snake, was always to kill. It even says the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. If he can't, he'll do everything possible to steal from you, to kill you, and if nothing else, to destroy what he can. This is what the serpent in the garden has done. Now, the serpent is not like a little, just a little, you know, like a garter snake crawling around here and there. No, this serpent is literally like a massive dragon. A vicious dragon. I don't know. We watched a Game of Thrones with dragons. And to even imagine the scope of this nemesis, this enemy of mankind, this enemy of God Almighty, it takes study. It takes you have to have an ability to realize how powerful this creature is. And he does have power. The Bible says he has power. There are people that say, well, no, the devil doesn't have that much power. No, he does. He does have that much power. And if you read the book of Revelation, chapter 6, I can explain it more clearly by giving you the example of four horsemen of the apocalypse. These four horsemen are out. They are a type of fallen, untamed mankind working together collectively to bring about war, to bring about diseases, pestilence, to destroy the creation. Then there's a collective group, and these four horsemen, it's a collective group of individuals, a swarm of wicked, evil people that have power, that are rulers of the world, that are rich, that have armies at their disposal. And one of the things they do is another tool they use is famine. And in Revelation chapter 13, it explains in a kind of a hidden way, they have power over nature. Over nature. They will have power over religion. They will have power over economy. They will have power over militaries. This is sacrifice. That's what they do. They must do. They are demanded to sacrifice mankind. We'll be back in just a few minutes. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. The Present Truth.
We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
Is your fireplace not running right? Do you need maintenance or a fresh new look? I'm Keith, owner and service technician.
And I'm Amy, scheduler for Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical, servicing Northern Colorado.
We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-in, pellet stoves, and fire pits.
Call Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical at 970-966-0217. Again, 970-966-0217. Or visit us on the web at abundant-flame.com.
The PE Gun Show, October 8th and 9th, will feature firearms giveaway both Saturday and Sunday. Show location is the new 90,000 square foot Premier Events Expo Center at the Greeley Mall. With food all weekend, CCW classes, and firearms drawings, it makes the perfect way to spend the day. For more details, see PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
Why does it seem America is slowly sinking? Whose fault is it? It's not the Obamas or the Clintons. It's not the Republicans or the Democrats. It's not corporations, the military, or foreign countries. It's the Federal Reserve, a central banking system made up of private bankers that corrupt and control virtually all aspects of the world's money supply and the economy. All of the major problems of the world can be traced back to the Federal Reserve and central banks of other countries. Hi, I'm Jason with the Patriot Trading Group. Listen to our shows at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Monday through Friday at 1360 KHNC, the Patriot Trading News Hour and Faking the Truth. We sell gold and silver, the best way to protect your hard-earned money. Call us at 800-951-0592 and keep those blood-sucking bankers out of your wallet.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
Treat your ears and shake your rear with the Funky Garage Fossil Jostle Saturday nights at 8 p.m. on 1360 KHNC. You'll hear the coolest 60s garage, psychedelic surf, and 60s and 70s funky grooves. Tune in, turn up, and get down.
Yes, the wonderful Wizard of Oz, behind the curtain, pulling all the strings. And the world is waiting for the Wizard of Oz to really come out into the open. Now, going back to what I was presenting to you, you see, the Bible, in many different ways, presents things to mankind. But it's like looking into... it's like looking down a long road. You focus on what is closest to you, the trees in front of you, then you focus on the group, a little orchard behind them, on down, and then eventually to the foothills, let's say along the Front Range of Colorado, then to the peaks, and then once you hear the peak, see the peaks, you can't see beyond that. This is the way it is with the Scripture. There are things that are in front of you, but you really need to get a whole view from Genesis to Revelation, then you can see. At the end of the world, the Bible is presenting to the people of the world, there will be sacrifice in every nation on the earth. I don't like to present this, because it's difficult to imagine. But if you can see the four horsemen of the apocalypse, The horses are fallen mankind, unredeemed mankind, children of the devil, a collective, a corporate group throughout the world of individuals untamed, like horses that are untamed. They've never had a bit in their mouth. They've always done what they've never had reins, and no one has been able to rein them in, except for maybe the laws of the lands. And here in this country, what has reined these criminals in from the beginning of, really, since 1776, has been the Constitution in that vicinity. But even the Constitution, with the bit in their mouth, they still struggle to be free of what the Constitution is as a document, laws of man. But these horses is a collective of fallen mankind that refuse to yield to their conscience, refuse to yield to the laws of God, the commandments of God, the laws of the nations. They refuse, like their leader, Lucifer. Lucifer knew the consequences of his rebellion. These people, these individuals, they know the consequences of what they're doing. They know the consequences are going to be eternal punishment. They don't care. They don't care. As long as they have breath, there will be, just like wild horses, untamed. And the purpose of the horsemen of the apocalypse, there are the judgments of God upon the world, but then there are the judgments of man upon his fellow man. This collective group, they work together. They're a swarm like the tuna or these fish in the sea. They stay together in a swarm, tens of thousands of them. And when the sharks and the predators come, they swarm, they move instantly. They move left, right, up, down, front, back. They can instantly move. Well, that's what these people do. The minute you just about catch them, they're out of harm's way. We see this with the political world in this country, internationally. Just these last administrations prior to Donald Trump, these presidents should have, like Bill Clinton, he should have been impeached. He was impeached, but was he removed from office? No. He swarmed his way out of it. Why? Because he swarmed with everybody else in that whole system. Mitch McConnell, these type of individuals, Republican, Democrat, why are they still there? Because they swarm together. They don't care about the party that has the people that have elected them into the party that they're members of. Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter. The Democrats and the Republicans swarm together. They move together so they don't get caught. There's not going to be, you know, we desire, people in this country, they desire that these people be punished for their crimes. Forget it. Forget it. They're not going to be punished. They're not going. There are laws that protect them. Now, the laws that should protect Donald Trump and these laws that protect these other individuals that swarm together, they won't protect Donald Trump. They won't protect Alex Jones. They won't protect these conservatives at all. Can't happen. Now, there, the Lucifer demands sacrifice in Mexico, in Spain, in England, in Russia, in China. Every nation is at this card game. And the people in the nations that are the prime ministers, the presidents, whatever you may call them, they have to ante up. money, power. They have to work together. If you want to be at the card game, you have to ante up. And what goes into the middle, into the pot, according to the Bible, are human beings, are people. The people are the prize. The Aztecs, the Incas, all through the societies of the world, in Greece, in Egypt, in the Middle East, in Israel, the kings of Israel, some of the kings of Israel worshiping the children. It hasn't changed. Even Rome had to ante up. This is what Lucifer demands of the individuals that rule the nations of the world. And it's in the Bible. You can't get away from it. It's in the scripture. What happens when Antichrist takes authority here in this country? People will have to worship him, take a number, and they're going to have to worship him, take a number, and they can't buy and sell. There are three things I'm trying to think of them all. One's economic, military, and the other is religious. And people are going to say, yeah, I will willingly become part of the game. I will take the mark. We're in a bizarre world, I'm telling you. So we'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
J-Day's Appliance is an independent local appliance dealer focused on Main Street, not Wall Street. We offer top brands at great prices, service and parts to help you keep your current appliances running. So think outside of the big box and think independent and save at J-Day's Appliance, located at 132 East 7th Street in Loveland, Colorado, or give us a call at 970-669-1357. You can also visit our website at jdaysappliance.com. That's the letter J, daysappliance.com.
That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free.
Hi, this is Jason with the Patriot Trading Group. I want to talk to you for a moment about investment. Savings is great, and everyone who listens to KHNC knows who to call. But I want to talk to you about Joey Jaquint. Give him a call at 602-909-9048. Why call Joey? Because there are ways to grow your money by investing with Joey Jaquint and Northwestern Mutual. Gold is safe, but with risk comes reward. And Joey can put your money into high-risk or low-risk products to grow your money with investing. Joey can also cover those just-in-case situations with very important life insurance policies, some of which can grow your money and be used in the future. Call Joey at 602-909-9048. Buy all the gold you can afford, but call Joey and learn how to protect and grow your money with some well-placed investments.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with My Kind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hey, all you Sharp community members, this is Tommy at Tommy's Barbers and Blades. Just wanted to reach out and tell you to stop by our shops and get your fade, shaves, your beer. Grab a knife from Revo. Find us at 4th and Garfield in downtown Loveland, 970-617-2158, or hit us up on tommysbarbersandblades.com. If you're a little further south, you can find us in Meade off of Highway 66 and I-25. You can reach us there at 720-745-0782. And as always, live sharp.
Yeah, sometimes you may feel like you're in the Hotel California. The things that I present, if I don't present them, you won't see the way things, how things really are. The four horsemen of the apocalypse, the hatred of man, the hatred and the evil of mankind, men hating their fellow man, bringing misery, hardship, death upon mankind. Luciferian children, this is what is demanded of them. They obey. The world suffers. Christ said at the end of the world that he would turn the world over into the hands of the wicked. Because the tree, there are two types of people in the world, wicked and the righteous. But you don't know who's who until the tree begins to put forth fruit. Now we're seeing the type of fruit that is being put forth. I'm going to go back to this article with Joseph Burrell. Now, one thing that Mr. Burrell is not telling you is that he is part of the Luciferian network that rules the world. And he would have to tell you the truth. In fact, he does tell you the truth by what he speaks. Now, we're going to go on here. He's saying that Europe, depending on cheap Russian energy and goods from China. But then he says, you know, we in Europe, we need to depend, be self-dependent, our own resources, our own, you know, we manufacture. Well, then he says this here. Now the fox's tail. Now you know who's out in the garden. Listen to this. We have to find new ways for energy from inside the European Union. The people are not aware of the fact that Russia and China are no longer the ones that we need to look to for economic development. We require a strong restructuring of our economy. Now, here we go. Now, he says, on the other hand, we delegated our security to the United States. While the cooperation of the Biden administration is excellent and the transatlantic relationship has never been as good as it is today, including our cooperation with the United States and my friend Tony Anthony Blinken, the U.S. Secretary of State, we are in a fantastic relationship and cooperating a lot. Who knows what will happen 2 years from now or even in November? So in other words, what he is saying is we have, our security is in the hands of empire. Now he goes on to say, what would have happened if instead of Joe Biden, it would have been Donald Trump or someone like him in the White House? What would have been the answer to the United States to the war in Ukraine? There wouldn't be any, number one. What would have been our answer in a different situation? He admits that that can no longer be the case. So in other words, he is a representative to the EU from the United States of America, from empire. Now, another thing that Mr. Burrell is not telling you. See, Mr. Burrell, he knows what Vladimir Putin knows. Vladimir Putin knows that the hardships that have come to Russia, starting back in 1916, 17, 18, all the way to the present, have been pilgrim society. And Mr. Burrell, he knows all about pilgrim society. He knows about how pilgrim society has taken over media internationally, how pilgrim society is actually the continuity of government for the New World Order, for the globalist Luciferian order. There's continuity of government in the United States of America. Then there's continuity and protection of Pilgrim Society internationally. And Mr. Burrell, he's very, very knowledgeable of what happens and who is involved in Pilgrim Society and the objectives of Pilgrim Society. But he's not telling us the truth. Rick Rodriguez will be back to finish out the program.
Hey, this is Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group, with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks. We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
Reasons to Own Gold, brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank, which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Did you get some mud on your pants?
Did you get a little spaghetti sauce on your shirt?
Did you get shed on by your dog?
I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. Yeah, my mama would have been.
Well, if so, call New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, you can reach them at 970-775-0623. That's 970-775-0623.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
And before I forget, I want to mention again, tomorrow on Swamp Fight, JD is going to have on Daniela Neuschwanger. She's running for the governor of the state of Colorado. And J.D. will have her on as a guest at 12:30. So be sure to tune in to the Swamp Fight. And on Sunday, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry program from 9 to noon, I have my ministry program every Sunday morning. And if you're a Christian and you want to grow in the knowledge of the truth and what's really happening in the world and the nations of the world and how they fit into the end time Bible prophecies, if you want to know how why we are in the last decade, why I say that, I continue to present this to this audience during the week, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. And also I do talk about prophecies in the scripture on Sundays also, because we are about to have a great war, and before a great war, we're going to have a smaller but very important war in Israel, where Israel will take out the enemies in the north, the east, and down to the southwest. Israel is going to take out all of the terrorist groups. Then after that, Russia is going to move with other nations to the battlefield in present-day Jordan. So join me on Sunday also, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Now, with what I was saying about Mr. Joseph Burrell, he is one of the individuals that makes up the swarm of these individuals that are like wild horses, a corporate group internationally that are going to bring hardships to the world like never before. They are going to kill and cull and bring misery upon their neighbors. They are going to try to eliminate their fellow man from off the earth. They want to take over the world and make the world their paradise, their Garden of Eden in the future. But they've forgotten that in the Bible it does say that God has a great winepress, and he's going to take the armies of the world to a great winepress, and there he is going to, the blood in that winepress will be up to the bridle of the horses, and God will have his judgment upon the wicked, and they know it. They've read about it, and they're willing to be part of that judgment. Then those that don't go to the great winepress, the goats, those that have given their lives over to the devil, the angels will gather them and they will be punished. And then within Christianity, those that have snuck in that are not true Christians, not really the wheat, that are the tares, God is going to punish them too. So the judgments of God are more thorough than the judgments of man on his fellow man. Well, that's it for this week. Join me next week, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3, for the Present Truth, and Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Have peace over the weekend. Have the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ with you over the weekend. Talk to you next week.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension, while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.